Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
Come on in, fellas. Special Service presents the Burns and Allen Show with Bill Goodwin, Felix Mills Orchestra, and the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie.
Well, there's going to be a big show at the servicemen's canteen tonight, and Gracie is scheduled to play her concerto for index finger. While waiting for George to take her to rehearsal, she's limbering up that talented digit.
Oh, poor Hosea Turby.
You feel sorry for a Turby?
Oh, yes. He's one of those unfortunate men whom modern civilization has passed by.
What do you mean?
Well, there was my grandfather. He spent years learning to make candles. Along came electricity.
Oh.
Then there was old man Harris. Learned to make washboard. Along came the washing machine. And now, poor Hosea Turby.
What about him?
Spent his whole life learning to play the piano with 10 fingers. Along I come. Nine fingers just left hanging there.
Yeah, the poor man. Who else is going to entertain at the canteen tonight?
Oh, there may be lots of stars from that picture I did. I did my concerto in Two Girls and a Sailor. I know Van Johnson will be there.
Oh, Is Van Johnson popular with the soldiers?
What did you say, John?
I said, is Van Johnson popular with the soldiers?
Oh, yes. You know how those soldiers love to dance.
I don't get it.
Well, Van Johnson has a big following of girls.
Well, how does that make him popular with the soldiers?
The girls follow him into the canteen and
the soldiers dance for them, I say. He's quite a sensation with the girls, isn't he?
Oh, George, it's unbelievable the way those young girls mob him. Why, they grab his handkerchief, pull his necktie off.
Oh, say, speaking of neckties, thanks for the one you gave me for my birthday.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope it looks as good on you as it did on Van Johnson.
Don't tell me you've fallen for a sex appeal, too.
Oh, don't worry, George. You're my man. Why, Van Johnson wouldn't have your sex appeal if he lived to be 100.
You mean that?
Certainly. I'll bet very few men of 100 have your sex appeal.
Oh, well, thanks, dear.
Even men of 90 and 95.
Forget it.
Even men of 85.
All right.
You're loaded with...
Yeah, them. I'm loaded.
Come in. Oh, hello, Gracie. Hello, George.
Well, Tootsie Stagwell, where have you been all summer, Tootsie?
Oh, during the army camp.
Real entertaining?
Oh, very.
Gracie means, what did you do to entertain the boys?
Oh, I sold chances on a punch board. For prizes, I offered the boys weekend passes.
Oh, I'll bet that got response.
Well, it did at first. They thought I meant the kind of passes that let them out of camp.
We'd better get started for rehearsal, Gracie.
Oh, all right. Tootsie, there's got to be a show at the canteen tonight. Why don't you get a date and come down?
Oh, who would I get a date with?
Well, I'll run over the list of men who'll be at the canteen. Bill Goodwin, George Burns, Jimmy Durante, Van Johnson.
Van Johnson?
Oh, do you like him, Tootsie?
Like him? Oh, Van Johnson. Oh, Frank Sinatra with muscles.
Tootsie, that settles it. I'll get you a date with Van Johnson.
Wait a minute. I absolutely forbid you to ask Van Johnson for a date with Tootsie. Is that clear?
But, George...
Well, promise me.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I want a date.
Now, don't worry, Tootsie. I'll get you somebody. You don't care if it's a blind date, do you?
Blind or sober? Get me a man.
Come on, Gracie. Let's go to rehearsal.
Uh-huh. plenty of time. Rehearsal hasn't even started yet.
Say, I'm anxious to see this Van Johnson in person. How does he look off the screen?
Well, like Tootsie said, he's a Sinatra with muscles. He has the Sinatra appeal, but with a Burns physique.
Burns physique, huh?
Yeah. You know how big and strong Bob Burns is.
I know.
Oh, look, there he is.
Where?
Just going into his dressing room.
Hello, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Van.
Why didn't he come over and talk to us?
Oh, he's terribly bashful, George.
He is?
Yeah. You know, he's a lot like you used to be.
Was I bashful?
Well, you told me yourself that you were 27 years old before you found out what you weighed, Trip.
Yeah, I was shy.
Well, Van Johnson is very shy, too. All the time we worked on that picture, Two Girls and a Sailor, he kept looking at me and he wanted to come over and talk to me, but he just couldn't work up the nerve. And finally, the last day, he gritted his teeth, squared his shoulders, walked right up to me,
yeah,
and handed me an apple.
You brought out the tiger in the boy.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Burnses. Say, I'm sorry the rehearsal's late getting started.
Hello, Bill.
Hiya, Goodwin. Gracie was just telling me about Van Johnson.
Van? Well, where is he? I've been looking for him.
Well, he just went into his dressing room. You know, now that I've... now that I've seen him, I know why the girls go for him.
Yeah?
He's so innocent and boyish, he arouses the mother in them.
Well, George... I'm the same way.
You aroused the mother?
Yep, aroused one last night. She came downstairs and made her daughter go to bed.
I see.
Well, I'll see you later, folks. I'm going in and talk to Van. Hello, Van.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hey, listen, Van. Van, after the show tonight, why don't you get a date and let's go somewhere, huh?
Gosh, Bill, I can't get a date.
Are you kidding?
I'm too bashful to ask a girl. See, there's one girl I sure would like to have a date with, though. She worked in that picture, Two Girls and a Sailor. Well, I never could get up enough nerve to speak to her. But finally, the last day...
Yeah?
I gave her an apple.
Impetuous boy.
She's here now. I saw her just a minute ago and said hello to her.
Well, why didn't you ask her for a date?
Her father was with her.
Well, Van, why should that scare you? The man's only human.
You haven't seen this man.
The girl's cute, huh?
Oh, she's just the type I like. Yeah. Lots of fun. A million laughs. Cute as a bug's ear. Talented. Nice, too, Bill. She supports your father.
How do you know?
Oh, every Saturday he used to pick her up at the studio and I'd see her hand him her check.
Gee, this girl sounds like a real gem. What's your name?
Oh, no, I'm not telling you. You'll grab her, you wolf.
Oh, why, Van, I'm not a wolf. How can you say that?
Yes, you are. But, darn it, I sure envy your technique with women, Bill. The way you can walk up to a perfectly strange woman and start a conversation.
Conversation? Listen, Van, in 2 minutes I can have her kissing me.
Gee, how do you do it?
Well, it's very simple, kid. I'll teach you.
Oh, I don't know, Bill. I think I'll try to work out a technique of my own.
Well, okay, Van, but whoever that girl is, you go find her and ask her for a date.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll keep an eye on her, and if her father leaves, I'll ask her.
Well, that's the deal. I'll see you tonight.
Well, it doesn't look like rehearsal is going to stop for a while, Gracie. I'd better go on home.
All right, George. I'll be home in plenty of time to dress for the show.
All right.
Goodbye, baby.
Goodbye, darling. Let's see now. Who could I get for Tootsie's date? Jimmy Cash? No, he's seen Tootsie. Billy Smills? No, Tootsie's seen him.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Van.
How's your father?
My father? Well... he's fine. How's yours?
Fine. Hot, isn't it?
Yes.
Read any good books lately?
No. Have you?
No. know how to talk to women. I'd like to have a date tonight, but I haven't got the nerve to ask for one.
A date? Well, maybe that can be arranged.
Gee, you mean you
Sure, I was trying to think of someone for a date when you walked up.
Oh, boy. I'll be by your house at 7:30. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Oh, goodbye. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'd better tell Cook to be at my house.
Oh, I forgot something.
What?
Here's another apple.
Oh!
Jimmy Cash, our popular young tenor, sings for you the old favorite, After You've Gone. Dance.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone,
Van Johnson is just arriving at the Burns home to take Gracie to the canteen show, still under the impression that he has a date with her and that George is Gracie's father.
Well, hello, Van.
Hello. Is Gracie ready?
Oh, are you going to take us to the canteen?
Us? Are you going?
Sure. I'll bet it'll be great tonight.
Oh, not as great as I thought.
What's the matter, kid? You feel low?
Yeah.
Girl trouble?
Well, not so much the girl. It's her father. He's always hanging around.
Oh, one of those guys who follows his daughter around like a bloodhound, huh?
Yeah, except this one's more like a Pekingese.
Well, don't let this old budget spoil your romance. You can't get rid of him. Just ignore him. Grab the girl in your arms and hug her and kiss her.
Right in front of the old man?
Certainly. Let me know what happens.
You'll be the first to know.
Good.
But maybe this girl doesn't smooch.
A smooch?
Yeah, you know. That's when a fellow and a girl... I guess in your day they called it bundling.
Yeah, but don't let that worry you. Just grab her and kiss her. Believe me, she'll love it.
I think maybe she will at that. She looks awfully love-starved.
By the way, who is the girl?
Well, it's Gracie.
Gracie? Gracie who?
Gracie Allen.
Oh, you're a lucky fella. She's a very... Gracie Allen?
Yes, sir.
Why, you young wolf, get out of my house.
Okay, okay. Yeah, it's all right to smooch other girls, but when it comes to your daughter...
Daughter? Why, you...
Don't get excited, Pop. I'm going...
Pop! Gracie! Gracie, come in here.
Yes, dear?
Do you know that Van Johnson has got a crush on you?
A crush on me?
Yes.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Why, I'm old enough to be his sister.
Well, just the same, it's true. And not only that, but he thinks I'm your father.
Oh, well, now, George, no one could possibly think that you're my father. But my father has brown hair, and yours has a little gray in it.
Well, I'm going right over and tell him I'm your husband.
Oh, no, wait, George. A shock like that might be too much for him.
What shock? I'll just walk in and say Gracie and I are married. He'll get over it.
Oh, I don't know. Remember how long it took to bring my mother to?
Well, he's got to be straightened out, shock or no shock.
Oh, dear, now why did this have to happen to me? With all those beautiful young single girls at MGM, why did he have to fall for a beautiful young married girl?
Look, Gracie, I'm going over and tell him.
Oh, but George, he's so young and innocent. To save his pride, let me disillusion him gradually. Then he'll think he's giving me up.
That might take years.
Hey, it might.
Nothing of that. I'm going over and tell Van Johnson we're married and right now.
Oh, my goodness. Now, if George gets to him first, it might warp his whole life. I better call him and get him right over here. Come in.
Hello, Gracie.
Oh, Tootsie, am I glad you're here. I'm in terrible trouble.
What's the matter, Gracie?
Well, Van Johnson is in love with me, but I'm married to George, so I've got to get rid of him.
Well, George shouldn't be so hard to get rid of.
Oh, no, I don't want to get rid of George. I want to get rid of Van Johnson.
Do you feel all right, Gracie?
Well, certainly.
Well, just tell him you're married to George.
Oh, Tootsie, the shock might be too much for him. Why, his freckles might turn gray overnight. There he is now. You go in the den, Tootsie, and I'll make him think I'm not the kind of a woman for a sweet, innocent boy. I'll disillusion him. Make him give me up.
Oh, Gracie, don't make him give up women entirely. That would be a terrible waste of manpower.
Well, here I am. Is it safe for me to come in?
Well, that all depends, sucker. Lots of men have found I wasn't the safe type. That's why they call me Gold Digging Gracie.
You're only kidding.
You think so, huh? Got a dime?
A dime?
That's right, a tenth of a dollar.
Oh, sure. Here you are.
See, I'm just after your money, sucker.
Well, you're not after very much.
I didn't want to scare off the new prospect.
Oh, the big stuff comes later.
Bet your life, sucker. Men have paid me $1 million for a smile, $1 billion to hold my hand.
How much for a kiss?
I've never been kissed. Nobody can afford it. Now, sonny boy.
Oh, not me. I'm staying.
Don't be a sucker. Get moving, Van.
But I happen to like you.
I'm not the sort of a girl for you. All I care about is diamonds and pearls and Kleenex. I'm not happy unless I'm covered with more mink than a mink.
Crazy, you're wonderful.
What's so funny, sucker?
It's the best hard-boiled act I've ever heard.
An act? What? You don't believe me, huh?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, excuse me, there's someone at the door.
Hey, Gracie, they're waiting for you at the canteen. It's almost time for your concerto.
Oh, Bill, I'm in a mess. Van Johnson is here, and he's in love with me.
In love with you?
Yeah.
How about George?
No, he just loves me.
No, Gracie, I mean, does he know about George?
No, he thinks George is my father.
Your father? Oh, Gracie. Confidentially, is he?
Oh, Bill. Now, look, you've got to help me disillusion Van. Make him think I'm the wrong kind of a girl.
Hey, what's going on? Oh, hello, Bill.
Tell him, Bill. Tell him what I am. After dark.
The canteen just called your name.
Oh, dear. We're on our way.
You handsome man. Hello, Bill.
Goodbye, Tootsie.
Hello, Mr. Johnson.
Goodbye, Tootsie.
Oh, gee, won't I ever get a break?
Come on, Bill. They're waiting at the canteen.
And now, fellas, we present that distinguished pianist-composer, Gracie Allen, who will play her original composition, Concerto for Index Finger.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you, boys. And before I play, I'd just like to pay tribute to the man who made this possible, my piano teacher, One Finger Louie. Mr. Felix Mills will conduct the orchestra. I'm ready, Mr. Mills.
Thank you.
Oh, that was wonderful, Gracie. Should we go on a date now?
Oh, Van, aren't you disillusioned about me yet?
Oh, no, I don't believe all that silly stuff you pull.
Tell him the truth, Gracie.
Oh, well, all right. Van, George Burns is not my father. He's my husband.
That's the funniest one yet, George.
Well, he is. I can show you our wedding license. We're absolutely married.
Gracie, you're a scream.
Well, wasn't it unbelievable about that? George Burns happens to be a very handsome man. Here, George, stand up here beside Van Johnson. I just want to compare you two.
Okay.
Well, that's it. Now, let me look at you side by side.
Well, Gracie?
George, are you sure we're married?
George and Gracie will be right back.
That I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow another nothing comes quite so dear as this soft caressing word I know. Life divine, say you'll be mine and love me only. Amor, amor.
And now here are George and Gracie and their guest, Van Johnson.
Oh, I'm sorry I got things so mixed up tonight, Mr. Burns.
Oh, that's all right, Van.
And I'm sorry I laughed when Gracie said you were a husband.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that, Van.
I know. There's nothing to laugh about.
There certainly isn't.
Not at all.
I should say not.
Okay, break it up. Good night.
What a doodle bug. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.